The real point of the column is when you invest in these large-scale IT projects, they involve doing many things over many years. And so the basic premise or the best practice there is to take large projects, break them into incremental pieces, and then to build and invest in those pieces over time so that you can deliver value to your customer sooner rather than later. And you can also spread the enormous risk associated with doing many things over many years over smaller incremental chunks. The point of my column is I think the federal government for a long time has actually acquired or developed systems in incremental chunks, although you could argue that the increments haven't been small enough and so they're not delivered in tight enough time frames. But what I've found over many years is that the federal government does not invest in these systems incrementally. And by that I mean before you jump into even a small increment, you understand going in what's the value proposition, what's the mission value, the benefits I'm going to get for my organization by spending money on this project increment, and is it worth doing? Am I going to get more out of this than I'm putting into it? And that's the kind of thing that needs to be dealt with, I believe, on an incremental basis. So while we develop and acquire system capability incrementally, we don't think about whether or not the value proposition is worth investing in incrementally.
That's interesting. It's not so hard to look at something incrementally from a different point of view where there, when you're talking about acquisition or developing the system. But then when you talk about managing it, we always seem to take the umbrella 30,000 foot view, and you can't do it that way.
Right, and that's what typically happens from an investment standpoint, from a decision as to whether or not this thing is worth doing. It's dealt with as one huge monolithic project that will produce some expected value 5 or 6 years down the road and cost so much over those 5 or 6 years. Well, those kinds of things are very, very difficult, not impossible to predict. So let's not pretend that we can, in fact, economically justify or make an informed decision about investment on such a monolithic scale. Let's deal with the increments that we're building it in and economically justify or show that it's a cost-effective course of action on an increment-by-increment-by-increment basis. You know, investment management means knowing up front that something is worth doing and then verifying that you actually are, in fact, accruing value from that increment as you expected. And if you do that sooner rather than later, you're in a better position to make informed decisions going forward. I mean, and this is one of the things that was talked about in the as part of the IT reform initiatives that Vivek Kundra and Jeffrey Zients introduced on a webcast from the White House. One of the areas that they're promoting is more agile, modular development of IT projects. And I fully agree with that. And I think the government has, for a long time, broken projects into increments. I think there's an opportunity to use more agile methods in doing that. But one of the things they didn't talk about, which I think is really important, is the point of the column, is that as part of doing this agile modular development, there needs to be a focus and there needs to be an informed decision around whether or not each one of those modules are going to produce value that are commensurate with costs. And that is the basis for deciding whether to invest in any IT project. You don't invest in IT for the sake of IT. You invest in it because it produces a mission value.
Are you finding that this is a common mistake that federal agencies make, or that there are some agencies who have this down pat and are the gold standard for how to do it?
Oh, I found for the most part, incremental investment management has not occurred. And in part, I think it's because the acquisition regulations that are used by those agencies and the policies that are in place don't require this. Now, it is fundamentally part of, I believe, the Clinger-Cohen Act, and the column brings that out, and federal guidance that this is a best practice to employ. It is not an explicit requirement I've found in a lot of department agencies' acquisition policies. What is required is that they do some type of upfront economic justification, And they and what's typically done is for the whole ball of wax, for the whole monolithic system, and it's treated as a one-time event. We do this up front. We get the approval that this this project is worth investing in, and it's done, and we don't have to deal with that again. And what I'm saying is, treat that decision as a continuous decision that's made over each increment over the life of the project. This has been a long-standing shortcoming, and I think at a time now where IT management reform is being considered, and the administration laid out its 25-point plan for management reform. I didn't hear this as part of one of their reform efforts. It could be, in fact, be embodied in one or more of those, but I think this is a very important aspect of IT management reform because, again, as I said, you don't invest in IT for any other reason than to produce mission or business value.